Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Shut up and sit down.
It's The Shred, a mini Chad and Cheese bite of breaking news. This is Chad Soash. The Shred is brought to you by Recruitology. Recruitology brings artificial intelligence, that's AI kids, to job posting and distribution for employers large and small. Start posting your jobs using Recruitology today at recruitology.com/employers. On to the news. Google announces a big jobs update. So let's provide some historical context here. In February of 2011, Google rolled out their Panda release, which smacked many job sites across the face with a 2x4. Well, it looks like they are at it again, specifically this time with a new Google for Jobs release that will happen in October 1, 2021. Why the change? Google said these guidelines will help the search company, quote, improve the quality of their results and develop new functionality within the product, aka the job search experience on Google just plainly sucks. Here's a quick outline from Search Engine Land. The new guidelines include guidance around obstructive text and images, excessive and distractive ads, or content that doesn't add any value to the job posting. Here are a few tips from Google with the little Chad-infused opinion. Number one, if Google finds spam in your job feeds, no traffic for you. Number two, ensure a great user experience. Asking for a registration, excessive or obstructive pop-up ads, guess what? No traffic for you. Not updating your feed regularly so expired jobs are present, guess what? No traffic for you. Masking old jobs with new dates, that's a nasty trick. But guess what? No traffic for you. Adding data that wasn't originally on the job, like salary, guess what, kids? No traffic for you. And last, but certainly not least, Google will be adding a direct apply markup for jobs. What does that mean? Okay, so here is a quick explanation from Alexander Jakovsky, a veteran in the recruitment tech space. Quote, this is huge. The Google Jobs team quietly roll out a feature that could be a killer or savior of all job boards slash aggregators. Is your job a quote unquote direct apply or not? In short, if you are an aggregator or you require the user to sign up on your platform to apply, you will be penalized. If you redirect a user through 15 loops, you will be penalized. But the same applies to ATS and CRM platforms with bad user experience. These guys will have to work hard to fix their application flows. At the same time, this gives aggregators and job boards a chance to actually outperform applicant tracking system providers in getting organic traffic by providing a better user experience for the job applicant. This is a huge change and can have a massive impact on the talent acquisition industry, end quote. We've all had big hopes that Google would finally get this jobs thing right. Cross your fingers that this is a movement toward performance-enhanced listings on Google. Big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs. Remember when virtual job fairs were lame? Ha! Not anymore. Check out how you can leverage candidate matching and programmatic job distribution with a virtual job fair at recruitology.com/employers. Last but never least, remember to subscribe to the Chad and Cheese podcast at chadcheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts for late breaking news, snark, knowledge dropping, and pure stupidity. So Wash out.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business when you need it from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.